Today's daf is Menaches daf Nuntes, and we are at the top of daf Nuntes Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. So we know that the three key ingredients of every Karban Mincha were flour, levoina, and shemen. Stating that, Zok the Mishnah, Yesh te'unoy shemen u'levoina. There was some menachos that required, in addition to the soilas, shemen and levoina. Shemen v'loy levoina. However, there were also menachos that required shemen as a second ingredient, but not levoina. Levoina v'loy shemen. There were those that required levoina but not shemen. And then finally, there was a fourth category that had only soilas. In other words, loy levoina v'loy shemen. Zok the Mishnah, ve'elu tunoy shemen u'levoina. The following were the menachos that required shemen and levoina. Minchas ha'soilas, v'hamachavas, v'hamarcheshes, v'hachalos, v'harokikin. Those are two types of mincha mafei tanurs. Minchas koyen and minchas koyen mashiach, minchas evi keichave, minchas noshim, and minchas ha'oimer. And those make up the first category, the menachis that are tu'unoy shemen u'levoina. Minchas nesachim, says the Mishnah, tu'unoy shemen ve'ein tu'unoy levoina. That's the one example of the second category. So what's a mincha that needs shemen ve'no levoina? That's the minchas nesachim. That's the mincha that came along with many of the karbanos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Lechem ha'panim was also a mincha. It was ta'un levoina, ve'ein ta'un shemen. The shnei bezichei levoina were matter the lechem ha'panim. But there was no shemen that came along with the lechem ha'panim. Thus, that's the one example of the third category. And finally, shtei ha'lechem, u'minchas choytei, u'minchas kanois. Those are examples of a mincha that's ein tu'unin, loy shemen, v'loy levoina. Incidentally, this mishnah is mentioned in Nedarim Daf Beis. So it comes up in the Yeshivish Blatter. Why Nedarim Daf Beis? Because Mishnah over there has a whole list of examples where the Mishnah will mention a group of things and then it'll explain it. Sometimes it explains Rishon Rishon and Achron Achron, and sometimes it explains Achron Rishon and Rishon Achron. So for example, this Mishnah started with four categories. Yesh tu'unoy shemen u'levoina, shemen v'loy levoina, levoina v'loy shemen, loy levoina v'loy shemen. And then when the Mishnah explained it, first it explained the first category, then we had an example, the second, the third, and the fourth. But there are many Mishnahs where it's not that way. For example, b'meh madlikin, u'b'meh ein madlikin, and then the Mishnah says ein madlikin. We go backwards. B'meh toimnim, u'b'meh ein toimnim, ein toimnim. B'meh isha yoitza, and the Gemara asks the Kasha, why sometimes after mentioning these groups do we explain the first group first and sometimes we work backwards? And the Gemara suggested a few different possibilities, and the Ikar Teretz of the Gemara is Elo Lav Dafka Zimnin Mefarish Ahuda Pasach Bereisha and Zimnin Ahuda Salik Mefarish Bereisha. The bottom line is this Mishnah is an example of where you have four categories and we explain the first one first, then the second, then the third, then the fourth. Either way, Amar Rapapa said Kol Heicha Detanan Eser Tanan. So the first category that was mentioned in the Mishnah were the Menachis that are Tu'unoy Shemen Ulevoino, and the Mishnah gave a whole list. What was the list? Minchas HaSoyles VaMachvas all the way up to Minchas Ha'omer. Says Rapapa that if you count it, you should know it's 10. And not just that, every time you find a list of menachos that are similar to this list, you should know there should be 10 menachos in this list. So this Mishnah is talking about the menachos that require Shemen Olavayna, but this category comes up in other contexts as well, and says Rapapa, Kol Heicha Detanan, every single time you have this list, you should know it's Tanan. What does he mean to say? Shimon said that the Minchas Mafei Taner, which was a certain type of mincha that will be described in detail later in the Masechta, can come Mechza Chalois and Mechza Rekikim. According to Rav Shimon, there would be 11, because the Mishnah mentioned Chalois and Rekikim. Chalos is one, Rekikin is another. And they're both examples of a mincha mafei taner. According to Reb Shimon, there's really three types of mincha mafei taner. You have one that came from chalos, one that came from Rekikin, and one that was mechza chalos and mechza Rekikin. So according to Reb Shimon, it would be 11. Kamash b'lon delay. There's another masnis and delay Reb Shimon. So one of the themes of Masechtas Menachos, masnis and delay Reb Shimon, this is another example where this Stam Mishnah, Rapapa said, the number's 10, it's not 11, because late Reb Shimon, it would really come out, it would be 11. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. The Pasuk says, v'nosata oleo shemen, v'samta oleo levoina minchahi. So the Pasuk is describing a carbon mincha, and the Pasuk says, how do you prepare the mincha? Number one, the nasat ol Hashem. Number two, v'samto le'alavoyin. So there should be shemen, there should be levoyin. And then the pasuk concludes, mincha hi. Now Rashi says, this pasuk, b'minchas ha'omer koi, is describing a specific type of mincha. That's the minchas ha'omer that was brought tes, zayin, nisan. It's the mincha that was mater chadosh. It was mater the tfua ha'chadosh. Zok to gemara, abraisa. V'nasato le'o shemen, ole'o, v'lo'o lechem ha'ponim shemen. The word ole'o is coming to be memayit. That it's only ole'o on the minchas ha'omer that there was shemen. However, the lechem ha'ponim, although it too was a mincha, it didn't have shemen. She'yachol, because really you would have thought, v'alei dinu. Ma'am minchas nesachin, she'edu tu'na levoyna tu'na shemen. Madach the minchas nesachin, which didn't have levoyna. It was the example in the Mishnah of a mincha that needs shemen and no levoyna. So the minchas nesachim had no levoyna. Still it was tu'na shemen. Lechem ha'ponim shetan levoyna. The lechem ha'voyna that ponim that does need levoyna, in a din shetan shemen, certainly it should need shemen. Talmud loymar oleo. That's why the Torah says v'nasato oleo shemen on the minchas ha'omer de shemen, as opposed to a different type of mincha. Which mincha are we being memayit? The lechem aponim that oleo shemen v'loy alechem aponim shemen. Pasuk continues and says v'samto oleo levoyna. Here too we have a diak. What's the diak? Oleo levoyna v'loy minchas ha'sachem levoyna. That it, the minchas ha'omer requires levoina. However, the minchas ha'sachem no levoina. Shayocha v'ali dinu. Same kavuchem. Ma lechem aponim she'ina ton shemen ton levoina. Madach lechem aponim that has no shemen has levoina. Minchas nesachem shetuna shemen eino din shetuna levoina. Talmud loy ma'olea olea levoina. V'loya minchas nesachem levoina. In other words, in the Mishnah we saw that there was a category of a mincha that needed shemen but no levoina. And then there was a category of a mincha that had levoina no shemen. What was levoina and no shemen? That's the lechem aponim. What's shemen and no levoina? That's the minchas hasachem. How do I know that? I know that from a pasuk in the Torah. It says v'nasata oleha shemen v'samta oleha levoina. In the parasha of minchas ha'omer, oleha shemen is coming to be memayit lechem aponim. Oleha levoina is coming to be memayit minchas hasachem. Mincha, that's the end of the pasuk. Mincha is the rabbis mincha shmini le'levoina. That the mincha that was brought b'shmini le'meluim, it needed levoina. He, when it says the word he, lahoitzi shtei halechem, that's referring to the shtei halechem, shalayitan uloy shemen v'loy levoyna. The lechem, shtei halechem, had no shemen and had no levoyna. Oh, my man. So the Gemara is going to go through this braisa line by line. So the first halacha of the braisa was, it says, v'nasato leh shemen by the minchas ha'omer, and we learn from there, leh shemen v'loy lechem aponim shemen. Eim afreit the Gemara, leh shemen v'loy minchas kayanim shemen. How do you know that oleh is coming to be memayit that there's no din shemen by the lechem aponim? Maybe it's coming to be memayit minchas kayanim. Now Rashi says, there's no reason to assume that the pasuk's being memayit minchas koyanim per se. But the base of the Gemara's kasha is that really any mincha where the Torah doesn't say mefurish needs shemen, in theory, may be the mincha that the pasuk is referring to when it says oleho regarding the minchas ha'omer as opposed to others. In fact, Rashi says that the Gemara could have mentioned minchas noshim and minchas geirim, other minachos that the Torah talks about and doesn't have any mention of shemen. Rashi's lashon is v'chad minayu naka. We're just picking one of them. Point is mehecha tesi, where do you see in v'nasato oleo shemen oleo v'leo lechem aponim? Maybe it's oleo v'leo minchas kayanim. Maybe it's oleo v'leo minchas noshim v'leo minchas geirim. Either way, as I freak the Gemara, it says they were mistaber minchas kayanim habalei lebur. No, it's mistaber that just like there's a din shemen by a regular mincha, and there's a shemen by the minchas ha'omer, there's probably shemen by the minchas kohenim as well. And the reason is because there are many similarities, argues the Gemara, between the minchas kohenim and the minchas ha'omer. What are the similarities? Number one, isarin, the shear of how much soilus you had to have was the same for the minchas ha'omer as it was for the minchas kohenim. Additionally, kli, they both required lisha inside a kli sharis. Chutz, they were both prepared in the azara. Vitzura, they both have a psulina. Hagasha, they both had a mitzvah of hagasha. V'ishim, and they were both put on the mizbech. And this is in contrast to the lechem aponim. The lechem aponim didn't have a shir isarin. Lechem aponim was 12 breads. It was a whole different shir. Additionally, there was no klisharis where you did the lisha for the lechem aponim. Chutz, it wasn't prepared in the azara. It was prepared in the heichel. There was no psulina on the lechem aponim. It sat on the shulchan for a week. Hagasha, there was no hagasha v'ishim. It never went on the mizbech. So the bottom line is that you have all these similarities between the minchas koyanim and the minchas ha'omer. Thus, it's mistaber that if you're going to be memait something from the minchas ha'omer, you'll be mistaber the thing that's less similar. Lechem aponim is less similar to the minchas ha'omer than is the minchas koyanim. But the Gemara says, Adirabba, I could show you a whole bunch of similarities that the lechem aponim has to the minchas ha'omer that the minchas koyanim doesn't have. Lechem aponim, havalei lerbuyei, shekein tzibura. Number one, carbon sibur. The lechem apanim was a carbon sibur, just like the minchas ha'imer was. Chayva, they were both obligations. Minchas kayanim is if a kayan wants to bring a mincha. Lechem apanim was something that had to be brought. The minchas ha'imer was something that had to be brought. Tameh. Tumot hutra betzibur, tumot chuya betzibur. That's only true for a carbon sibur. So the lechem apanim was babatoma. The minchas ha'imer was babatoma, but minchas kayanim is not babatoma. The achel, they both were eaten. Pigula, they're both shayach to pigul and bishabata. They were both teicha Shabbos again because it's a carbon sibur, and that's all in contrast to the minchas kayanim. Minchas kayanim is not sibura; it's not a minchas yachid. It's a minchas yachid. Chayva, there's no obligation to bring it. Because it's a carbon yachid, it's not babetoma. It wasn't eaten. The minchas kohen had to be completely burnt on the mizbeach. Therefore, there's no pegel. And b'Shabbos, it couldn't have been brought on Shabbos either. Either way, so it says the Gemara, mehecha teisi. When it says aleh by the minchas ha'imer, it means to me memayit shtei alechem. That is no shemen by the shtei alechem. Maybe it's coming to me memayit, the minchas ha'imer, says the Gemara. So maybe it's coming to me memayit, the minchas kohenim, says the Gemara, mistabra nefesh. That being when the Torah mentions the halacha of shemen, the classic mincha that has shemen and has levoina, the Torah says nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha. Nefesh is a lashon yachid, and it seems to suggest that every yachid that brings a carbon has shemen. So it's actually mistaber that if we have a miut now, that there's a certain mincha that doesn't have the din shemen, it's not describing a classic minchas yachid. Because the classic minchas yachid would seem to have a din shemen. Where would it seem to be that way? From the pasuk v'nefesh kisakir karbon mincha. Thus, if I have a pasuk that's being memayit aleha, it's presumably being memayit not a carbon yachid, but rather a carbon sibur. What's the carbon sibur? The lechem aponim. Amamar. This next part of the brayso aleha levoino v'loy al minchas nesachon levoino. So it said again, menasato aleha shemen v'samto aleha levoino. And what is aleha levoino coming to be memayit? That there was a din levoino by the minchas ha'omer. However, there was no levoino by the minchas nesachon. Frate gemara ema aleha. Maybe it's coming to be mayit. Minchas kayanim mechitesi the minchas nesachim. And again, we have no reason to assume minchas kayanim. Could have said minchas nashim, etc. Rashi says again, we just mean to give one example. How do you know you're coming to be mayit? Minchas nesachim. Maybe it's coming to be mayit the minchas, some other mincha that it doesn't have a din levoina. So the Gemara says, mestaber minchas kayanim have a levoina. It's mestaber that minchas kayanim has a din levoina just like the minchas oimer shekein, because there are many similarities between the Minchas Koyanim and the Minchas Ha'omer that the Minchas Nesachim doesn't have. So it's going to be a slightly different list, because here we need similarities not just between the Minchas Ha'omer and the Minchas Koyanim, but we need similarities between the Minchas Ha'omer and the Minchas Koyanim that are not shared with the Minchas Nesachim, right? That's why the list is a little bit different. If you're keeping cheshbon. And what are those similarities? Shekein bolu, isarim bolu b'loig. Number one, it's an isarim of soilus that's mixed together with a loig of shemen. Mugash, they both had to go on the mizbeach. And biglal etzem, they were both brought on their own account. The minchas ha'omer was brought on its own account. And the minchas koyanim was brought on its own account. As opposed to the minchas nesachim that wasn't in isarim bolu b'loig. It also wasn't mugash, there was no hagasha. Additionally, it wasn't brought on its own account. It came together. It was an ancillary of a regular carbon. But the Gemara says, ah, the rabbi, minchas nesachim have a little bit. I could show you similarities that the minchas nesachim has with the minchas ha'imer that's not shared with the minchas koyanim. Shekein tzibura. They're both a carbon tzibur. The minchas nesachim came with the carbonized tzibur. So it's a carbon tzibur, just like the minchas ha'imer is. Chayva, you had to bring it. The itmi, you have the halachas of tumah hutra and tumah tchuyah betzibur. And betshabata, they were brought on Shabbos. So mechetesi says, the Gemara mistabra nefesh. Again, same cheshbon. That being that the pasuk says, the nefesh ki sakriv carbon mincha, and that mincha is describing a mincha that has in it both shemen and levoina. It's mashma. Every minchas yachid has shemen and has levoina. The minchas kainim is a minchas yachid, so it's mashma that the minchas kainim does have levoina. So it's more mistaber to be mema'it from aleha the minchas nesachim, which is not nefesh, it's not a minchas yachid, rather than be mema'it the minchas kayanim. Mincha, the next word of the pasuk was mincha, and we said l'rabbis mincha shmini l'levoina. It's coming to be marba that the mincha that was brought on the shmini l'meluim of parsha shmini fame, it had levoina, says the Gemara v'eimel ha'itzi. Everything till now was a miut. This is suddenly a ribui. V'nasato aleh shemen, aleh shemen, v'lo yal lechem apanim. V'samto aleh levoina, v'lo yal minchas nesachim. Mincha l'rabbis. Why the rabbis? Maybe the Haitzi. Maybe it's coming to tell me that the mincha that was brought on the Shmini Lemeloim did not have, says the Gemara, Hai Ma, Iyam Reb Bishleim Elu Rabba Yishap. Bishleim, if it's coming to be Marba, I understand why you need a pasuk to be Marba. Iyam Reb Lohoitzi, Lamali, Shami Dairus Lay Alfino. And we had this last week. Lechura, in Svara, there'd be no way to learn a din Shemet Olavoyna by the carbon mincha that was brought on the Shmini Lemeloim from the fact that every mincha has a halacha of Levoyna because Shah Midairos Layalfinan. So to tell me a pasuk lahaitzi, I don't need, because that presupposes that with Adam Miyot I would think there's a din levayna. Kamash Malana Miyot, that there's no levayna. Zok the Gemara Cheshbon, it's not true. Without a pasuk, I would not know a din levayna, because the whole basis to say levayna is because a classic mincha has levayna. The nefesh ki sakri karbi mincha, there's halacha v'samto ala levayna. But that's only referring to a mincha of dairis. Mechateise a mincha of shah. Kamash Malana, that's why it's mistaber, says the Gemara, that if there's a pasuk, the pasuk is coming lirabbis, it's not coming lahitzi. Now the obvious question is that why do I even need a pasuk to tell me what the halacha was for the mincha that was brought b'shmini l'meluim? I mean, al zeh nemar madahava hava, right? I mean, this is my, whatever happened already happened. So the Rishonim struggled with it a little bit. I was thinking, we had a Gemara last week or 2 weeks ago where the Gemara said that by Bayis Sheni, they played over the Shmini l'meluim and the Karbonus, that the Gemara, when it was describing some of the very sasum psukim in Sefer Yecheskel. So one of the psukim over there, the Gemara says, is referring to the Shmini l'meluim, and that Ezra brought, when they inaugurated, Bayis Sheni, the same Karbonus that were brought, the Shmini l'meluim. So it comes out that what happened, the Shmini l'meluim did have a naftimita l'dairis. It was negeya, the Beis HaMikdash of Ezra. Ezra had to know what to do. It's all based on this pasuk. It's not madahava hava. If it was a one-time event, now, it's Kodshei Shah, the Gemara says, but that doesn't mean it only happened once. If it was never going to happen again, it's a good kasha, Maida Hava Hava. But once you find already that it played itself out again, so Ezra, how was Ezra supposed to know what to do? So this mincha that I'm going to bring, presumably there was a mincha that he brought. So is the mincha going to have levayna, or is it not going to have levayna? That's this pasuk mincha, that if at any point in the future, Parsha Shmini would have to chazuz itself over, you would know exactly what you're supposed to do. Regardless, the last word of the pasuk is he. And that teaches me a halacha regarding the shtei halechem, the topic of daf nun ches, shelo yitanu loy shemen v'loy levoyna. The shtei halechem, although it's a mincha, but at the same time, there's no shemen and there's no levoyna. Freak the Gemara again, ve'em aloitzi minchas koyanin, some dritamul, so the Gemara is really not letting up. Says the Gemara, maybe when it says he, it's coming to be memayet minchas koyanin. So again, v'nasato leho shemen, we thought maybe it's be memayet minchas koyanin, that didn't work. V'santo leho levoyna, we thought maybe it's coming to be memayet minchas koyanin. That failed as well. But now, a third attempt, maybe he is coming to tell me that the Minchas Kainim has no Shemen and no Levayna. Says the Gemara, Mestaber, Minchas Kainim, Havalei Levruyeh. It's Mestaber, the Minchas Kainim should be Nisraba, because it's much more similar to the Minchas Omer. Again, that's the context of this pasuk. Then is the Shtei Alechem. Shekein Isaroin. It is Isaroin, like the Minchas Omer, that's the Shir. Kli, Niz Lisha B'Kli. Matzah. They were both matzah. The Minchas Omer had to be matzah. Kol HaMenachis were both matzah. The Minchas Kainim also had to be matzah. The Etzen, they come for themselves. They're not coming along with something else. Hagasha, the Ishim. And this is all in contrast to the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem is not an Isarin, no Lisha B'Kli. It was a matzah. It's one of the two exceptions that the Mishnah mentions in the beginning of the Perek that were chametz. The Etzen, it didn't come by itself. Came with the Kivsei Atzeres. Hagasha, there was no Hagasha. The Ishim, it never went on the Mizbeach. But the Gemara says, no, Shtei Alechem, Havalei Lebuyeh. I think it makes more sense to be Marv the Shtei Alechem if you want to go down this road. Shekeinah, this is a long list. Tzibur, it's a carbon Tzibur, like the Minchas Omer, as opposed to Minchas Kainim. Chayva, therefore it's Babitoma. The Achal, it's eaten, as opposed to Minchas Kainim, that wasn't eaten. Pigol, Beshabbat, it can be brought Beshabbat because it's a carbon Tzibur. Matter, it's matter. The Shtei Alechem, the Minchas Omer, as a matter of fact, were extremely similar. They were eerily similar. How so? The purpose of the Minchas Omer was to be matted the Tfuah Chadasha. The purpose of the Shtei Alechem was also to be matted the Tfuah Chadasha in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Minchas Omer was matted the Tfuah Chadasha begvulin. The Shtei Alechem was matted the Tfuah Chadasha in the Mikdash. So they're both matirin, ba'aretz, they both had to come from Tfuah and Eretz Yisrael. We had this also in some of the Shveri Dafin over Yantif, where it was Mavur, that the 40 years that the Yidu were in the Midbar, they couldn't bring the Shtei Alechem, because the Shtei Alechem had to come from Tfuah that was in Eretz Yisrael. Bizman, they both have a Zman. The Minchas Omer is Tez Zayin Nisan.
the shtei alechem had to be brought on Shavuos as opposed to the minchas kohenim. You bring it whenever you want to bring it. And chadash, they both had to come from the tefuah chadasha. And says the Gemara, by the way, v'hani nefishin. This is a much longer list. So if anything, it makes more sense to be marba the shtei alechem and to be mamayit the minchas nesachim. So why is it that we're marba minchas kohenim and we're mema'it to shtei halechem? Says the Gemara, mistabra nefesh, same teretz, literally the same teretz for all three attempts that the Gemara made. At the end of the day, there's a pasuk that says, nefesh ki sakriv mikem mincha, karben mincha, and that pasuk talks about shemen, it talks about levoina, nefesh is mashma, karben yachid. It sounds like every single minchas yachid has shemen, has levoina. Thus, even though there's three miyutim that theoretically, hypothetically, technically could be coming to be mamayit, different types of gevissa minchas yachids, where the Torah doesn't say before a shemen, it doesn't say before a levoina, but that pasuk of nefesh is mashma, that all karbanos yachid, all minchas yachid, have a din of shemen, have a din of levoina. So if there's a miyut, it's mistaber that it's coming to be mamayit, not a minchas yachid, it's coming to be mamayit, a minchas tzibor. What were the three miyutim again? The nasata aleha shemen is coming to be mamayit teshteh. The lechem aponim. Lechem aponim was a mincha, it didn't have shemen. It had levoina, it didn't have shemen. It's the example of that Mishnah gives for a mincha that's tu'unois levoina ve'ina tu'na shemen. When it says v'samta aleha levoina is coming to be mamayit minchas nesachin, thus, it is the example in the Mishnah of a mincha that's tu'una shemen, but it's ena tu'na levoina. When it says mincha, he too is a mamir, it's coming to the night to shtei alechem. Shtei alechem had no levoina, the shtei alechem had no shemen. It's one of the three examples that the Mishnah gave of a mincha that has no shemen and no levoina. One of the other two examples, the minchas chayte and the minchas keretz. But the point is that all three miyutin are karbanai sivor. Why karbanai sivor? Because it's not mashma that there's any minchas yachid on the planet that doesn't have a din shemen and doesn't have a din levoina. Nefesh ki sakriv karban minchas mashma l'rabbis. Every single nefesh, every yid that comes into the Beis HaMikdash and he wants to give his nefesh, his minchas ani, there's going to be shemen, there's going to be levoina. When you're a minchas chayte, yeah, we start already. If it's tzibur, maybe there's no shemen, maybe there's no levoina. But every single minchas ani had shemen, had levoina, right? Shemen is significance. It makes the karbon mehudar. Levoina, the imois are called levoina, Rashi says in Chumash. So every single individual nedava that any yachid brought had shemen, had levoina. The three miyutim must be talking about karbonos tzibur. Lechem aponim, minchas Nesachem and Shtei Alechem, respectively. Another mission of Chayiv ala Shemen bifnei Atzmoi, v'Chayiv ala Levoina bifnei Atzmo. So one of the menachos that had no Shemen and no Levoina was the Minchas Chayte. In fact, the Torah says lo yosim aleh Shemen v'lo yitein aleh Levoina. By the Minchas Kanois, the Torah says lo yitzayk olav Shemen v'lo yitein olav Levoina. So clearly, not only is there no din shemen and there's no din levoina, but there's a loisa say lo yosim aleh shemen v'lo yitein aleh levoina. Lo yitzayk olav shemen v'lo yitein olav levoina. Says the Gemara, it's for that reason the chayev ala shemen bifnei atzma. If somebody puts shemen, he's going to be chayev malchus. Not just that, if all you put a shemen, you chayev malchus for putting shemen. It would have been a hava mina that the iser shemen and levoina come together. So if you do both, then there's a chayev. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. V'chayev ala shemen bifnei atzmei, v'chayev ala levoina bifnei atzmei. Nosan ala shemen pasim. If you put shemen on a minchas chayte or a minchas kanois, it's gone. There's nothing you can do with this carbon anymore. Levoina, if you put levoina, yil katana, you can remove the levoina. As long as you get all the levoina out, it's okay. Nosan shemen al shiur, if you put shemen on the shiur, you're not over in a loisa say, final aloha, nosan kli agabi kli. What if you had the minchas chayte, the minchas kenois inside a keli, and you had shemen inside a keli, and the two kelim touched each other, by pasla? That, of course, is not going to be a reason that it should be pasla. Okti gemara tana rabban, lo yasan aleha shemen, ve'im sam pasla. It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to put shemen on the minchas chayte. What happens if you do it? It's going to be possible. Yachol yitin alavayin of an aslan possible. I would think this thing should be true for levayin. That being that the Torah says, yitin alavayin, if you put levayin, it's going to be possible as well. Talmud loymer ki chatas. The pasuk is the same pasuk. Layasim ala shemen, v'lo yitin alavayin ki chatasi. And the Gemara makes a gishmak drasha. Ki chatas, that even after you put the levayinah, it's still considered a chatas. Yochel af b'shemen. Maybe ki chatas is going back both on shemen and levayinah. So whether you put shemen on the minchas chayte, or you put levayinah on the minchas chayte, you have this ribuy of ki chatas that tells me that even though you didn't follow the steps, still it's going to be kosher. Talmud loy marhi. It says ki chatas, see, chatas is a ribuy, he is a miut. When marba something, when mamayit something, when marba that if you put levayinah where you weren't supposed to put the levayinah, it's still going to be kosher.
he is memay that if you put shemen where you weren't supposed to put shemen, it's going to be possible. Frank the Gemara, the obvious question: How do you know that the ribuy is marba levayna and the miut is memay shemen? Maybe the opposite. Maybe the ribuy is marba shemen and the miut is memay it levayna. Says the Gemara, it's common sense. If you put shemen and you mix it together with the sauce, there's no way to get the shemen out. So it's mashma that's probably what the Torah means when the Torah says that it's going to be possible. But levayna is physically possible to remove. Being that you physically can remove the levayna, it's mistaber. That's what the Torah meant when it said kechatos, that just because you put it there, doesn't matter. Remove it, and everything is going to be okay. Says the Gemara, what would be if somebody put levayna on top of a minchas cheter, minchas kanois, but he did it in a way, he ground it first. So now it's going to be very difficult to take these little grains of levayna and to remove it. The reason that levayna on top of a mincha doesn't make the mincha pasul is what we just said. So what if it's not efshal loikta right now? Is it going to be kosher or is it going to be pasul? Says the Gemara. Mishum de efshal loikta, v'loy efshal loikta. We just said that the whole basis to say that chatas is marba levayna, what's unique about levayna versus shemen, is that shemen e efshal loikta. Levayna is efshal loikta. Over here, it's also e efshal loikta. Thus, it's going to be possible. Oidom mishum de loy mivla, v'hanami loy mivla. Or maybe, even though the Gemara said that the reason that levayna is different than shemen is because shemen is e efshal loikta, whereas levayna is efshal loikta, maybe that's not the real reason. Maybe it's more than that. It's that levayna never becomes completely nesarev together with the kemach. Shemen becomes one with the kemach. Whereas the levayna doesn't become one with the shemach. It gets mixed in a way where it's going to be very tedious to separate them. But at the end of the day, it doesn't become one. And being that it doesn't become one, maybe something Gemara, Toshma. The Mishnah says, Ulevayna, what happens if you put levayna? So nasan ala shemen pasla, right? The Brisa was really expounding on the halach of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, if you put shemen on the minchas kanois, the minchas chayit, it's going to be pasul. Levayna, it said, yulkatena. It sounds like you have to be malakit it. But if you're not malakit, it's going to be pasul. Bottom line is, levayna shchuka, even though it's not muvla, but you can't be malakit it, like we just said. Right, again, we're talking about levayna shchuka. What's unique about levayna shchuka is, you can't be malakit it. It's still different than shemen, because it's not muvla in the soilus. But you still can't be malakit it. So the Gemara wants to know, is the uniqueness of levayna the fact that you could be malakited, which is what the Gemara had clearly said, but now the Gemara is somehow doubting that. Is that the reason? Or is the reason not that you could be malakited? The reason is that it doesn't become muvla. The nafkamina is levayna shchuka, which you can't be malakit, but at the same time it wasn't muvla. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah I think is a raya, because the Mishnah said, what do you do if levayna fell on top of the mincha? The mincha is not possible, but the Mishnah says what you need to do. The Mishnah says yulkateno, you have to be malakit it. So if you can be malakit it, it could be kosher. But if you can't be malakit it, you can't do what the Mishnah said. So at the end of the day, doesn't that mean that it's going to be possible? But the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe the Mishnah is giving one of two reasons. Two reasons why Levayna doesn't make it possible. Number one, it's not muvla. And that's the main reason. Number two, you can be malakit it. What would be if you had a chetimsa where you can't be malakit it? Still, the first reason. At the end of the day, it's not muvla. So the Gemara is being madchik. The Gemara is kvetching to make this sad work, but the Gemara says it could work. Tashma, another raya. The Braisa said, the Braisa that we just read, machshir ani levayna, she'efshir le'loikta. I mean, isn't it mefurish that the reason levayna is different than shemen is because it's efshir le'loikta? It doesn't say because it's not muvla, that's not what it said. It said because it's efshir le'loikta. So the churit should only apply for levayna that's efshir le'loikta. But levayna shchuka, that's efshir le'loikta, it shouldn't apply. But the Gemara says, okay, now michad avayd kamer. Maybe here too, it's just one of two reasons, but really, it is not necessarily because of the fact that you can be malakit it, as much as it is the fact that it's not mufla. My havi Allah, what's the bottom line? Amar Rab Nachman bar Yitzchak Tanya. I'll bring you a raya from a braisa, a geshmaka braisa, that goes back to sugyas of pigol. Minchas choytei, minchas kanoi, shenosin alei levayna. It's our Mishnah. Somebody violated the iser of putting levayna on top of the minchas choytei or the minchas kanoi. So what's the halacha? Malakit is al levayna. The Mishnah said that, the braisa said that. We already know that. Adds the price of him actually liket levayna sachishev aleh. What would be if before the person removed the levayna from the minchas chayte, the minchas kanois, he had a machshavas pigel bein chutzlas manay bein chutzlas kaima. Whether the machshavas pigel was a chutzlas manay or whether it's a chutzlam kaima, it doesn't matter. In both cases, pasul the imbay karas. The halach is going to be pasul,
but there's not going to be a chiyuv karis. The reason it's going to be possible is because you had a machshava apiselas. But the reason there's not going to be karis, even though ordinarily, if you have a machshava spigel of chutzlas manoi, the basar or the mincha, now hasn't it a chiyuv karis that if somebody eats from it, he's going to be chayiv karis. Here it's different. The reason is because the mincha was anyways possible, and there's a rule in pigel. This is pigel 101. Karatzas kosher, kacharatzas possible. The only time a machshava spigel makes a carbon pigel is if other than the machshava, this was a perfect carbon. So if this was a pristine mincha without the machshava's pigel, that's the only time pigel impacts it. But if there's other issues, then pigel doesn't impact it. Thus, being that there was levoina on top of this minchas kanoiz, a minchas chayti at the time that you had the machshava's pigel, so it's true it's going to be possible, but there's going to be no chiyuv karis. What would be if the kohen had the machshava's pigel after he already removed the levoina? Chutzim kaimai. Pasul, the aim by karis, chutzlas manai, pigle v'chayov and all of karis. But if it's chutzlas manai, then it's going to be pigle, there's going to be, and if it's chutzlas manai, then there's going to be a chi of karis. What do you see from here? You see from here, l'chayra, what's the Gemara's kasha? V'tehevei pach, safrek the Gemara, l'chayra, when the levoina was on top of the minchas chayte, or the minchas kanois, why is it that we say that the mincha now became possible? Why don't we say that once the levoina was on top of the mincha, even though it was okay, there was a way out of it, there was a way to be machshav this mincha by afterwards being malak at the mincha, but at the end of the day, while the levoina was sitting on the mincha, at that point it was dachoy. So shouldn't that render this mincha and make it into a dachoy? Amar Abaya. So Abaya said, I hear, b'chatas kai rachmana. At the end of the day, the Torah refers to a mincha that has levoina on it. This mincha that's not supposed to have levoina, the mincha schayte as a chatas, that's the pasuk we mentioned earlier. Le'yosem alei Hashem v'le'iten alei levoina ki chatas hi, is chatas kari rachmana, even while the levoina is there. And it's for that reason that the machshev is pigel is going to impact it after you remove the levoina, that it's going to be pasul and it's going to be a chiyuv karis, and we're not going to look at it as dachi. Rav Amar, Rav said a different reason. Again, the Gemara is trying to understand now in this braisa, why is it that if there was levoina on it and then you removed the levoina, now if you have a regular machshavas pigel, it's going to be pigel. L'chayra, you should say once the levoina was on it, that should make the mincha dachoy. And once it's dachoy, even though now you already malakit the levoina, maybe that should change things. So the Gemara is coming from another angle now. You're telling me, while the levoina is on the mincha, it's possible. You can remove the levoina. If you remove the levoina, it's definitely going to be okay. The kasha is that once the levoina being on the mincha made the mincha a mincha psula, even if you remove it, it should remain possible because of a psul dichoy. First teretz the Gemara cave was Abayi, said it's exeris akasov. Chatas kai rachmana. Rav says, amani chanan ha-mitzri, the less leitchoy. We're going according to chanan ha-mitzri, who doesn't hold the psul dichoy. Where do you find the chanan ha-mitzri who doesn't hold the psul dichoy? Tiny, we're going to the rise of chanan ha-mitzri. Eimer, I feel udam bekois, mevi chaveroi shaloi bahagrova. The context over there is the Shnei Seirim that were brought on Yom Kippur. One Sar went Lashem, the other Sar went Lazazan. There was a halacha that both Seirim had to be alive at all times in order for the Hakrava of the two respective Seirim to be kosher. What happens if something happens to one of the Seirim? So according to the Chachamim, it's a major problem. Because once something happens to one of the Seirim, you can't just go replace the Sar. Because being that you need both Seirim alive at all times, if something happens to Seir Aleph, Seir Beis automatically is gone. It becomes a psul dichoy. Stating that, Chana Mitzvah says it's not a problem. Afilu dam bikois, even if you already shechted the Sar Anasa Lifnim, if something happens afterwards to the Sar Mishtalech, maybe Chaveroi, bring a new Sar Mishtalech, Shaloi Bahagrol, you don't make a new Groirol, Umazavilis, you see, Chanamis, it doesn't hold the Psul Dichoy. It doesn't hold the Psul Dichoy. This Braisa, that's Mashma, that the fact that the Levoina was on top of the Minchas Chayte didn't disqualify the Minchas Chayte is going according to Chanan Amitzi. Vashya, different there is, Kol Shabi Yodalei Havi Dachay. Really, the time of the Braisa is not Chanan Amitzi. It's going according to Mandamah that holds there is a Psul Dichoy. But it could be there's no Psul Dichoy when something is Biyodei. Where it's Biyodei to fix the Psul, maybe there's no Psul Dichoy. Who's the Tana throughout Shas that holds of Dichoy? I mean, most Tanaim hold of Dichoy. It's Chanan HaMitzri that doesn't hold of Dichoy. But which Tana says Mefurish Psul Dichoy? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Tana went to the Mishnah. Vaydam Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Adam, Yomus HaMishtalech, Meis HaMishbalech, Yishavich Adam. In the context of the Shnei Seirim, if something happens to one, you have to get rid of the other. If something happens to one, right? It goes both ways. See, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yet the same Rabbi Yehuda holds, another famous Rabbi Yehuda in Kachim, the context is Erev Pesach, when they brought the Karbanos Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda was worried that maybe the Kayhanim's reason, hey, maybe the dam fell out of one of the Kaisers. He said, after you're done with all the Karbanos Pesach, take a Kais Echad, do the Zrika on the Mizbech, like this will be Yotza. In the event that somebody's dam never made it onto the Mizbech. What's the Kasha? If you worry that the dam fell on the floor, and at that point, it wasn't in the Klishar, it's ready to do Zrika, why don't you say it's Dachoy at that point? How does Rabbi Yehuda allow you later to clean up this mess? Once the mess happened, shouldn't that be a Svara to say Dachoy? The Teretz is. It's Biyadeh L'sake. So you see the Svara Biyadeh L'sake. That's Rav Adah said, Kavasi Rav Ashi Mesabe, because who's the Tanya Chas that holds Dachoy? It's always Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda Mesechtes Yuma. I have another Rabbi Yehuda Mesechtes Psachim, all Kachim related. Yuma has Kachim, Psachim has Kachim. So Rabbi Yehuda in Yuma regarding the Shnei Sirim holds of Dichoy. Yet Rabbi Yehuda Psachim regarding the Karban Pesach says it's okay, even if something happened right now, the Dam is not in a state where you could do Zerika. It doesn't make a Dachoy. Why? Because it's Biyadeh. You could always pick it up and fix it. Dachoy is a problem where it wasn't biyadcha to fix it. You would have to rely on something else for it to be fixed. But if it's biyadcha to fix it, biyadeh is always a svarah. Right, it comes up, Rashi in the Beza Midbeza, it comes up in many sugis in Shas. There's a svarah called biyadeh. It's like a migu type idea, but there's a concept of biyadeh, right? So it says, Rav Adah, even Rav Yehuda, I say clearly biyadeh. Bottom line, there's three truths into this kash. If there's levoina on top of the minchas chayte, it's a problem. If you remove the levoina, the price is clear, then everything is good to go. Kasha is, let it be dachoy. Why do you say psal dichoy? Three tulitzim. Abaye said, chattas kai rachman. At the end of the day, the Torah called it a chattas. So you see, it's exeris akasa. Rava said, we're going according to Mandamah that doesn't hold up psal dichoy. That's chanan amitzri. And Rav Ashi said, being that it's biyada, you could always remove the levoina. There's a svar of kosha biyadai, loy habi dachoy, exhale. So, this morning, we learned Daf Nunches, and the Gemara brought a machlokes Abaye v'Rava regarding the loisaseh in the Torah of kichol sa'ar v'chol devash loisaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem. The Gemara brought a brisa that says the word ki kol sa'ar, ki kol devash is coming to be marba even pachas mikashir. So kol sa'ar is the rabbi's pachas mikashir. Kol devash is the rabbis pachas mikashir. The question is, what is the shir? I was a machlokes Abaye v'Rav. Abaye said the shir is even pachas mikazayas. That if somebody is makdir pachas mikazayas sar pachas mikazayas of devash, he's going to be over the isra of kichol sar the kol devash loisaktir b'menu ishal Hashem. Rava said no. That pachas mikashir means kizayas. Pachas mikoymetz, but at the end of the day, it still has to be kizayas. So according to Abaye, if somebody is makdir pachas mikazayas, the halacha is he's over the iser of kichol sar v'chol devash. According to Rava, if someone is makdir pachas mikazayas, he's not going to be over the iser. There's a brisa that says pachas mikashir. Pachas mikashir means pachas mikoymetz, because when you're talking about a mincha and you're discussing shir, what you're thinking is in terms of koymetz. Rava holds that the standard koymetz has shnei zesim, thus could be the ribuy was to be marba, half of the standard shir, which is at the very least a kezayis. Abaye held the standard koymetz had less than shnei zesim, thus if we mean marba, half of that, it's going to be a pachas mikezayis. The bottom line is, according to Abaye, if you makter less than a kezayis of sar and vash, you're over the iser. According to Rava, if you makter less than a kezayis of sar and vash, you're not going to be over the iser. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, brings the halacha. Says the Rambam, Se'or u'dvash asurim legami ha-mizbeach. Se'or u'dvash are asur to make contact with the mizbeach. Ve'isurim bekol shehe. And this isur is even bekol shu. She'nemar kichol se'or bechol devash loisak tiru v'goy. The Rambam says that it's asur to put se'or u'dvash. And this isur is not only a shir. You're over even if it's a kosher. Fake the Kesef Mishnah. L'chayr, the Rambam passing like Abaye. So Machlokes Abaye v'Rav in the Gemara. Abaye says, Kol Sa'ar is the rabbi's Pachas Mikashir, which means what? Even Pachas Mikazayas. Rava said the standard shir is a koimich, which is Shnei Zesim. Thus, Kol Sa'ar is being marba, even a Kazayas. But L'chayr, it's Machlokes Abaye v'Rav if you'd be chayr for a kosher. Abaye holds pachas mikazayas even a kosho. Rava says it has to be at the very least a kazayas. We know the rule. Whenever there's a machlokes Abaye v'Rava, with six exceptions,
The Yal Kagam, the Halacha is always like Rava. So Freik the Kesef Mishnah, it's a Temir Gedoyla by me. I don't understand. Poshim Shan and the Rambam, how is it possible that the Rambam learned a Sugya in Mesechtes Menachis, Daf Nun Ches, and he saw Machloikas Abaya for Rav, and he passed him like Abaya? Everybody knows the rule. Every child that learned Eva Matzias knows. Whenever there's Machloikas Abaya for Rav, the Halacha is like Rava. The Halacha is not like Abaya. At first glance, Divrei HaRambam is Tzrichen Iyun Gadol. The Lecha Mishnah right here on this Rambam sends you to another Rambam. He says, take a look at the Rambam in Hilchas Maisei HaKorbanos, Perek Yud Gimel, Halach Yud Al. The Rambam over there says, in Koimitz, Pachos Mikishnei Zeisen. Rambam says that the Shir Koimitz has to be Pachos, at the very least, Shnei Zeisen. Umiksas HaKoimitz Ma'akev Eskulei. We learned these Halachas. A Koimitz can't be Chaser, it can't be Yasser. It has to be the full Shir. In other words, the Rambam paskins that the Shir Koimitz is Shnei Zeisim, which is Shitas Rava in the Sugya of Menachis, Daf Nun Ches, is Freit the Lechem Mishnah, it's a Stiris HaRambam. Here the Rambam in Perikei, Hilchas Yisuri Mizbeach, Halacha Aleph, it sounds like a Bar Mitzvah Pshatel, hold, that what's the Shir of Kol Sar V'chol Devash, that the Pasuk is Marba, is Afilu B'Kol Shuk, that's Shitas Abaya. Abaya who held that the Shir Koimitz is Pachas Mishnei Zeisim. So when we're Marba half of that, it's Pachas because I, but Rava, who holds that Ein Koimitz Pachas Mishnei Zeisim, held that the Ribuy of Kol Sa'ar is only a Kezias. And the Rambam is hanging in onto this rope from both sides. The Rambam is passing like Rava and Hilchas Maisei HaKorbanos, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, Ein Koimitz Pachas Mishnei Zeisim. And yet the Rambam passes like Abaya in Cheshbon and Hilchas Yisur Mizbech, Perek Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam says that if someone's over the Isser Sa'ar, Afilu B'mashahu, he's going to be over. Says the Lecha Mishnah from my Kasha, which is the Stiris HaRambam, and the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha, which is how could the Rambam paskin like Abaya? It's very clear to me what the Shitz Rambam is. The Rambam paskin like Rava. The Rambam held that Ein Koimitz Pachas Mikshnei Zeisim. And it's for that reason when the Pasuk's Marba Ki Chol Sar V'Chol Devash will be Marba only a Kezias. And that's why the Rambam in Ma'aser Kabanos, Perek Yud Gimel, Halach Yud Aleph, said clearly, Ein Koimitz Pachas Mikshnei Zeisim. Because we always paskin like Rava. Hilchas HaKavasi De Rava, Levar Miyal Kegam. I, the Rambam, in Hilchas Asur Mizbech, Perek Hei Aloch Aleph. What did the Rambam say? Sa'aru Dvash, Asurim Legabi HaMizbech, V'Isurim Bekolshe. All the Rambam says is that it's Aser. You know why it's Aser? Because we know this Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish in Yumadaf, Ayin Gimel Amidbez, Ayin Dalam Ad Aleph, where the Chatzish is Aser Min HaTorah, or Chatzish is Mutam Min HaTorah. And the Rambam Kiyudua Pasuk is like Rabbi Yechon, the Chatzish is Aser Min HaTorah. The reason the Rambam held that you're going to be Chayiv even for a Kol Shu of Sa'ar is not because that's the Shir that was Nisraba in Kol Sar. It's not the Shir that was Nisraba in Kol Sar. That Shir is a Kezias, like Rava says in the Gemara, like the Rambam himself Pasuk is like Rava in the end of the 13th Parak in Hilchas Ma'aser Karbonos. The reason the Rambam said it's Aser B'Kol Shu because the Rambam L'shitosli holds Chassid Shir Aser Min HaTorah. So less than a Kezias of Sa'or on the Mizbeach is like Gar from any other Chassid Shir, which is Aser Min HaTorah. In other words, when the Pasuk was Marba Chatzi Shir, the sugi that we learned this morning, Menachas Daf Nun Ches, that sugi was coming to say that if somebody's Makter a Chatzi Shir, it's if he was Makter a Shir. L'mayin Afkamin is going to get Malkus. But Avada Gevist, if you're Makter less than that, it's like Gara from any other Irian halacha, where you have Rabbi Yochanan's halacha of Chatzi Shir Asa Menatar. Nafkamin is whether you're going to be punished for it. Rabbi Yochanan's halacha of Chatzi Shir Asa Menatar is only regarding the Issa, there's not going to be Malkus. Whether there's a Mefurisha Issa or an Issa that's learned out from a Drosha, for that there's going to be Malkus. The Rambam never said you're going to get Malkus in Perakei halacha Alef, Tain is the Lecha Mishnah. The Rambam just said, Sa'iru Dvash Asurim Legame Amizbeach V'Isurim Mekolshu. The Rambam never said Malkus. The Rambam meant Al Chatzi Shir. Of course, the Rambam paskins like Rava Vahakol Yavoi El Mekoimoi Bash. As always, of the Lecha Mishnah, Michas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kuf Yud Zayin brings the Rambams. He brings the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha, the Lecha Mishnah's Teretz, and says the Michas Chinuch. If you think about it, if you put it all together and look at it now, L'chayr, what you have is a Shver Kesef Mishnah. Because I think, says the Michas Chinuch, that the Lecha Mishnah's Teretz is Pashit. Of course, that's what the Rambam meant. The Rambam said, Asav a Kol Shu, the same way the Rambam said, you're not allowed to steal a Kol Shu, even though we know there's a Shir of Pruta. But like the Magen Mishnah says, because Chatzi Shir is Asav Min HaTorah. There's so many places where the Rambam says, Isurim B'Kol Shu. And the Bir Advarim is, Chatzi Shir Asav Min HaTorah. So Freik, the Michas Chinuch on the Kesef Mishnah, he says, to me, the Lecha Mishnah's Teretz is so Pashit. And how else do you answer the Stiris HaRambam? Of course the Rambam meant Chatzis Shir Asa Min HaTorah. So he says, Sarachin, why did the Kesef Mishnah not learn Pashat Pshat? Says the Michas Chinuch, I think Pshat in the Kesef Mishnah is half of a fellow based on the Chakira HaYodua of the Shagas Aryeh. the Gemara in Masechtas Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet, when the Gemara brings Rabbi Yechonan Shita, so Rabbi Yechonan's halacha is learned that from a pasuk. It says Kol Chaylev L'Rabbis Chatzisher, but the Gemara then brings a svara, and the Gemara says that really there's an underlying svara to Shita's Rabbi Yechonan. And what's the svara? Says the Gemara Kivan Dechazi Leitzdarufe Isura Ka'achel. Being that after a person eats a chatzi shir of machalas asuras, let's say chaylev, it's chazi letztarufe. And pashup shal, what the Gemara means is that you can eat another chatzi shir, and that would somehow be mitztarif to the original chatzi shir that I ate and create a shir of iser. It's for that reason that chatzi shir is asman atar. And pashup shal in this Gemara is the way we just explained it. And that is that we know that whenever there's a halacha of machalas asurais, or there's a mitzvah sachila, so for example, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah below Pesach. So how much is the shir kazayis? It doesn't mean you have to take a kazayis, stuff it in your mouth, and swallow it b'neshima achas, the way you say aseres b'nei haman. That's not what it means. What it means is you have to eat it within a shir. What's the shir? B'chdei achilas pras. 2 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever the shir is. But you have to eat it within a certain amount of time. And even though over a several minute period of time, it's going to come out, you're doing several achilois. There's a chiddush in the halachos of achilois, whether it's achilois mitzvah or whether it's macholos asurois, that many achilois, although they're different maises, are mitzaref to create one achila, as long as they happen within a certain time frame. As long as they happen, b'chdei achilas pras. That means if somebody would eat a chatzi shir of macholos asurois, and then 5 minutes later, we'd eat another chatzi shir of macholos asurois, it'd be nespare l'mafreya that the first chatzi shir that he ate was really an achilas iser. Because even though at the time that he ate it, he didn't eat the shir, but hover hadover after he ate the other half, that this achila was mitzaref to another achila, and it comes out that both achilas were also. So Pashup Shah, what the Gemara is saying is, Rabbi Yechonan says, I've added something called a shir. And when the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat chaylev, it means don't eat a kazayis. But if you eat a chatzi shir, it's going to be awesome in a Torah. You know why? Because it's chazil et starufe. Because what would happen if you go now and you eat another half a zayis? If you eat another half a zayis, it's going to be nisbarer lemafreya that the first half that you ate was Isser. Thus, here's the chiddush, here's the leap of faith. Even if you don't eat the second half, even if you don't eat the second half, the first half becomes asr. It becomes asr because theoretically, if you would eat the other half, it would come out l'mafreya that the first half that I ate was asr. Thus, it's what we view as chazi l'tzarufi. The truth is, the achrayim mutsha, they don't understand it 100%. I saw that Rav Shloima Koyim Yivilna, the Cheshik Shloima, in his Binyan Shloima, Simin Mem Aleph, he has a beautiful simin regarding the halachas of chatzi shir. And he says, well, what's pashup shana this? Pshat is that after you eat the half a shir, we're concerned that you might eat another half. So therefore we tell you don't eat half? Meaning it's like, that's the way he understood it. Don't eat half, because you could always eat another half. It's going to be chazil et starufe. Thus, we don't want you to eat a half. He says that it's only a suffix if you're going to eat the other half after you eat the first half. So why would we mean chayish l'sveika? And he makes a tolling in the Rambam Shita, I mean, this is classic purple, that holds that sveika deiraisa l'chumra is only midrabanan, ayin sham dvarim neflor madlamay. But that's the pashup shan in the halach of chas yishir asam anatayr. It's based on a svara, it's a lashon ha-gemara, Talmud Bavli, Yuma, ayin dalar ben aleph. It's based on chazil etztarufe. And pashup shan is that even though chas yishir in and of itself is not iser, but being that it could be mitzar of toich de'achilas pras, therefore even the chatzi shir itself becomes aser. But the Shagas Aryeh, in his Sefer Shagas Aryeh, Simen Pei Aleph, was megala to the yeshiva world, another way to learn this Gemara. The Shagas Aryeh said, maybe that's not what the Gemara means. Maybe the Gemara doesn't mean anything so lamdish. All the Gemara means is at the end of the day, the Torah says, don't eat chaylev. You didn't. You ate chaylev. You did what the Torah said you're not supposed to do. Narvas. You didn't eat the shir. No, the shir was chazil et starufe. Not right now you could be mitzaref to the shir. You could have, would have, should have been mitzaref to the shir. This is something you could have possibly done. Instead of eating a half a zayis, you could have eaten a whole zayis. And had you eaten a whole zayis, you would have been over. So even if you eat less than a kazayis, that is in and of itself going to be an iser. Chazil et starufe, not right now, but chazil et starufe means that I could have eaten more. Meaning, all I'm missing is, it's starfus. I'm missing a little shir. If all I'm missing is shir, that's not enough for it to be awesome. In other words, yesh lachka, what's the yisoid of chazil et starufe, which the Gemara says is the svara that underpins shitas Rabbi Yechonan chatzit shir asman atayr. Doesn't mean that after I ate the half a shir, right now I could eat another half, which would make what I ate lemafrei, or that's not what it means. It means that when I ate, I could have eaten more, and being that I could have eaten more, and that would have been the iser, even though I did anymore, even though there's nothing I could do right now to be masakin it, so to speak.
It doesn't matter. That in and of itself is going to be awesome. Said the Shai Gisari, what would be the nafkamina between these two tzadim? Nafkamina would be, what if you're dealing with an iser where you don't have the chiddush of chazi litztarufe b'tshir k'dei achilas pras? And the context of Shai Gisari is, in Hilchas Chometz, he was discussing the loisaseh of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh. Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh also has a shir. And the question is, what would be chatzi shir? If somebody has a chatzi shir of Chometz on Pesach, is there going to be a chatzi shir asam in HaTorah, or is there not going to be a chatzi shir asam in HaTorah? Said the Shai Gisari, it's totally in these two. If chatzis shir asam anatayr is because bepoil, after you did chatzis shir, I could be mitzdar for another half a shir. That's true when it comes to machalas asuras, where there's a halacha that b'chdei achilas pras to achilas amitzdar. But b'bayi rabbi yimatz, you don't have that chiddush. Although the Michas Chinuch wonders out loud why, and but they ain't coming koimoy. But that's what the Shai Gisari assumed as a hanocha. The Shai Gisari assumed that if you would be masha half a shir, and then a day later you would have another half a shir, there's nothing to be mitzvah of them. So you don't have the chazil starufi. Then chazil shir won't be awesome. And I tell you by your rabbi yamaseh. But if chazil starufi doesn't mean that right now I can make them be mitzvah. But rather what it means is that I could have, would have, should have. Then by Bayi Rabbi Yimotze, also I could have had more share. Since for that reason, you'd have Chatzis Yerosim and HaTorah by Bayi Rabbi Yimotze as well. Says this to answer the Pnei Yishuos, Kasha, Be'er, Dav Zayin, Vadvar, Vatikin. Bottom line, Zok to Minchas Chinuch, that could be the machloikis between the Kesef Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah. Whether the Rambam, who says that the loisase of kol sar v'chol d'dvash is also b'mashu, means chashishir, is totally in these two tzadim of the Shai Gisari. Because what's the context of here in our sugya? We're discussing a lav of haktara, not discussing achila. We're discussing haktara. Ki kol sar v'chol d'dvash, loisak tiru mimenu yishal Hashem. Zok to Michas Chinuch, it's pashut, there's no one that's going to tell you that two haktaros, pachas mikashir, b'kdei achilas pras, are going to be mitzdarif. That's a shir in achila. That's not a shir in haktara. Although, parenthetically, being that Haktar is always referred to as Achilas Mizbeach, I think it's fair to wonder why it was so pasha to the Michas Chinuch. Maybe Haktar is also viewed as an Achila because it's called, you see, there's so many halachas of Achilas that permeate, right? You have the halacha Mimashki Yisrael, you can only put kosher food on them. But you see, there's halachas, this Hilchas Achilas that do relate to Haktar because the Torah calls it as Achila. So maybe you do have the halacha of Chazil et Staruf, but the Michas Chinuch assumed for sure not. There's no halacha of Chazil et Staruf. If that's the case, hot penach, if you're going to assume that pshad and the way Chazil et Staruf works is that you could have been married in this year. So in the by Haktar, you also could have been married in this year. Thus, you would have the halacha of Chatzit Yerosim and HaTayr by Haktar. But maybe the Kesef Mishnah understood Pasha pshad in the way Chatzit Yerosim and HaTayr works. Not like the Mechudish Digitzad in the Shagasari. But the way it works is that after I eat a half a shir, I could be myself another half a shir. By Haktar, that's not true. After I'm makter chatzi shir, I can't be makter a chatzi shir and be mitzdarif to the first chatzi. What's mitzdarif to two haktaris? By achila, you have the chiddush of te achilas pras, but you don't have that chiddush by Haktar. So there's nothing to be mitzdarif. If there's nothing to be mitzdarif, in other words, the lechem mishnah who assumed for a double poshet that the Rambam meets chatzi shir, that only works, says the Michas Chinuch, with the tzada mechudeshes of the Shai Gisari. You don't need a chazi litzdaruf in order to have chatzis shir asam and atayra. Chazal saruva just means you could have had more originally. Thus, it relates to all these surah. If that's the case, it should relate to chol sar v'chol devash. That's why the Lechem Mishnah came with a self-confidence. He says, I'll tell you, Pshad and the Rambam. Rabbi Paskin like Rava, I in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, chatzis shir asam and atayra. I the Kesef Mishnah, Zokta Michas Chinuch, because he understood, Pashim Pshad and the Gemara, Yuma Ayin Dalad Amid Aleph. Kesef Mishnah is the Pashtis. Chazal saruva means that you need a poil to be able to be mitzdar. So if that's what it means, you don't have it. It's for that reason the Kesef Mishnah didn't want to give the Lechem Mishnah's teretz. Ad kan divrei HaMinchas Chinuch. But just to add to this pilpul one ha'ara, and that is, there's another Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, Ha'oicho min ha'chametz atzmai b'pesach kolshu. If somebody eats a kolshu of chametz on Pesach, hareza asam in ha'toira. Shenemar lo yeyochel chametz. So says the Rambam, if somebody eats a kol shu of chametz on Pesach, it's a problem. How do I know that? It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says lo yeyachal chametz, and that's somehow marba chametz b'mashu. V'afal bishu again ain't a chayv koras like carbon. There's no einish on it. There's no carbon for that. You need a kezayas. But at the same time, if somebody eats pachas mikashir, even though there's no einish, says the Rambam, it's still going to be awesome in our Torah. Why is it going to be awesome in our Torah? Because it says in the Torah, lo yachal chametz. Freik the Kesef Mishnah on this Rambam. Kashali. Lomali krob chametz bepesach. Why do I need a pasuk, lo yachal chametz, to tell me that you're not allowed to eat a mashu of chametz? Ha bechol yisurim shebe Torah kaimalon. Chatzishir awesome in our Torah. As I freik the Kesef Mishnah. And he blives Sarachir. He says, I don't understand. Pashim shah. The Noida Yehuda in his slach in Mesechtes Psachim Daf Mem Dalet, and he talks about it in a tshuva because a shayol asked him a shayla on the tzlach, and the Nevi Yehuda starts the tshuva kedarkei with a little color, and the Nevi Yehuda tells him, "Thank you so much for going through my sefer. I really appreciate it." He was asking him a ara on this teretz that the Nevi Yehuda wrote in his tzlach to answer the kasev mishnah kasha. So to Nevi Yehuda, I'll tell you a very posh the teretz. You know what the teretz is? The whole reason that chatzis is awesome and not teretz, the Gemara says you madafayin dalam and aleph is because it's chazal that's tarufe. It means because after I eat a chatzis shir, I could always eat another chatzis shir. What would be if a person eats a mashu of Pesach, achrim shol Pesach, right as the sun is setting? It's Rabbeinu Tam Shkia. As the sun is setting, it's Shkia l'chol ha'deis. At that point, you would eat a chatzis shir. Zogt in Oida b'Yehuda that als the halacha of chatzis shir asam and ha'teira wouldn't be asam. Because chatzis shir asam and ha'teira is predicated on chazi let's tarufe, and there's no chazi let's tarufe. Because how in the world are you going to be mitzdarefet? There's going to be no way to be mitzdarefet. So Zok to Rebbe Yehuda is very geschmack. Kesem Mishnah didn't understand why the Rambam needed a pasuk. I'll tell you why he needed a pasuk. Not for a classic case. Somebody on the third day Chol HaMoed decides that he wants to eat a chatzis shir. You don't need a pasuk for that. Because the pasuk anyways doesn't teach you an einish, and without an einish, I know it's also because the Rambam pasuk is like Rabbi Yechana. Chatzis shir asam in HaTorah. Obis a chavtzach hanafkemina. Nafkemina would be if a person would eat it literally achron shel Pesach as the sun is set. Over there, if you eat the chatzis shir, there'd be no way to be mitzdarif the other half, because the other half already is showing matzah yontif. You're making abdol already, it's too late. As a result, it wouldn't be shaykh to chazik letztarufe. That's his teretz. Emma says, this chiddush, the Lady Behuda's mavur in a tshuva, is Rabbi Kiveger, at the end of a tshuva, it's tshuva kuf nun dalet. He says this chiddush, or at least he wonders out loud whether this would be true. He says, v'ula yeishloim adahad the chatzis shir asu, hainu ba'oitsho isr be'en bekezayas, v'zeh shaykh chazik letztarufe l'shir shalim. It has to be possible to do it. Let's say you don't have the shtah to have in the world. It doesn't exist. So Reb Kideva wanted to say, maybe mutul oichloi. V'yemizedin chodesh, says the Mechaschenech, says Reb Kideva. The besoif yoim achrin de Pesach. At the end of Achron Shal Pesach, you say if you make Kippurin, be'inyan the lekas shas lechol kezayis, he'ay mut the lechol chatzishir, v'tzorachin ladin. But al kaparim, it's also in Oedib Yehuda, Reb Kiveger, in Oedib Yehuda, shneim nischavnu l'davar echad. Reb Kiveger saying it in the context of his tshuva, Oedib Yehuda said it in tzlach to answer the Kesef Mishnah Shkasha. So I was thinking, at first glance, what would be Pashem Shana in the Kesef Mishnah? Maybe the Kesef Mishnah held like the other tzad. Meaning, the Noida Behuda's teretz is predicated on Chazil Tzarufe means that you bepoil need to go ahead and be mitzdarif. You need a bepoil, be mitzdarif. You need to be mitzdarifit. Thus, it's not shaykh to be mitzdarifit if you do it by Achron Shal Pesach. So it's not shaykh to be mitzdarifit. You're not going to have chatzis shir asam and ha'teira. But that's really only one side in the Shagas Aryas Chakir and Simon Samach Aleph had to understand, and Simon Pei Aleph. Had to understand chatzis shir asam and ha'teira. The Shagasariya had another side. The other side in the Shagasariya was that what? That chazal starufi doesn't mean that right now I could be mitzdarif, but it's more what I could have done. And as long as I could have been mitzdarif, that's why you have chatzis shir, says the Shagasariya, maybe by bayirah, by yamatz. That's why the Michas Chinuch says you have chatzis shir, like the Lechem Mishnah, with regards to the Isra of Kichol, Savachol, Devash, Leisakir, even though there's no shir mitzdarif. There's nothing to be mitzdarif at all after I did it. It's not what I could do now, it's what I could have done. It's like Mazayit Kavaldik. You know why the Kesef Mishnah didn't want to answer like the Noida Behuda? Because the Noida Behuda's teretz assumes that you need chazil starufi b'payil. Maybe the Kesef Mishnah held you don't need chazil starufi b'payil. And I found in the new Reb Kiva Eggers, in the Hamar, it's Chelik Beis incidentally, but in the new Reb Kiva Eggers on the bottom, so they bring here that seems to be the way the Achreinim want to explain why the Kesef Mishnah didn't understand the Neidah Behuda, didn't learn like the Neidah Behuda. That the reason he didn't learn like the Neidah Behuda is because he held like the Chodesh Tegetzad in the Shagas Ayeh. But that's all good before this Popol. The problem is that if that's the case, we have a steer in the Kesef Mishnah. Because the Minchas Chinuch was Mechiyach from the Kesef Mishnah in Perikei Halacha Aleph and Lachas Zerim Mizbeach. That he bleibt schwer. Why the Rambam Paskins? That Kichol Sar Mechol Devashi Chayiv even B'mashu. L'chayr, isn't that a Baya Shita? Tainet Lachem Mishnah. How did the Rambam Paskins like Rava? The Rambam never said you get Malkus. All the Rambam says it's Asa. He meant because Chatzis Shiz Asa Menat Torah. So the Minchas Chinuch, you know why the Kesef Mishnah didn't want to learn like the Lechem Mishnah? He didn't like the Lechem Mishnah because he held that you need it to be Chazil Et Starufe and you need Bepoil Chazil Et Starufe. And over here you don't have Bepoil Et Starufe. If he held like that sad that you need Bepoil Et Starufe, then he could have very simply answered his kasha in Perak Aleph, Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah, like the Noda B'Yehuda. From the fact that he didn't want to add like the Noda B'Yehuda, it's mashmi held that you don't need that at the pile. So the question that we're left with is, Vos Halt the Kesef Mishnah? The Chayr, we have a steer in the Kesef Mishnah. We have a Kesef Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Hilchas Chametz U'Mashmah, which is mashma like one side in the Shagas Aryeh. We have a Kesef Mishnah in Perek Hey, in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, that's mashma like another side in the Shagas Aryeh. Oops, I have a Shabbos HaGodol Drasha. But either way, we'll leave it at this.